don't get that many fades anymore, do you?
She's. I think it's going to be easy for her to ride on a white horse.
Why?
Well, she can just go to a riding school or one of those parks where they have pony rides in the morning.
Right.
Ride on the horse, withdraw the single, bish, bash, bosh.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy. Hello, this is Adam and Joe. This is XFM, London's 104.9, but also hearable across the country.
Absolutely.
We've got a great show coming up for you this afternoon. We've got fantastic prizes.
What prizes have we got, Xanthi?
Fist of Fury.
Fist of Fury. What is that? That's an insane martial arts thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Fist of Fury DVDs.
For Ditties in the Dock, right? One of those for everybody who calls in.
That's good.
That's a good prize because people love DVDs. Everybody loves DVDs.
We've got tickets to see The Darkness. We've got Adam and Joe DVDs. I'm going to be later playing you some highlights from American Idol. I'm also going to be investigating the mystery of Paul Kahana.
What's Paul Kahana?
Well, it's a mystery, isn't it?
That is a
mystery. And I'm going to be investigating Paul Kahana.
I'm going to be investigating
later.
The mystery of Poopulala.
Ooh.
I just made that up, but okay. I've got no, you know, I think maybe you, are you making yours up too?
Paul Kahana? No, he's on the TV all the time, Paul Kahana.
Paul Kahana?
Yeah, I'll be telling you more about him later.
Okay.
And also we've got Crap Commentary Corner coming up in the next 15 minutes or so.
Would you say it's a difficult one or an easy one this week?
I'd say they're very funny, enjoyable clips.
Yeah.
People making right idiots of themselves.
Yes.
But it's pretty easy.
Okay, good. That's nice. I've got a text competition as well.
Oh, brilliant.
For later on. I'll tell you all about that later. And there's Alex Zane. He's probably going to hang around. You know, for the 19th sexiest man in the world, which he was voted, apparently, in New Woman magazine, he certainly spends a lot of time hanging around like a nerd in the offices of XFM playing video games on a Saturday afternoon.
What should he be doing?
Well, he should be out, like,
just,
you know,
with girls caressing him.
Yeah, letting girls lick his face and stuff like that. That's what the 19th sexiest man... He's right next to Pete Doherty. Pete Doherty's the 18th sexiest man. Brad Pitt's the sexiest
really?
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at that list.
But he beat Heath Ledger, for goodness sake.
Well, Heath Ledger's a man's man now.
That's true.
Ever since he went up the mountain.
He's quite literally blown it. Should we play some
hey,
music?
Just before we play some music, I've got a little request to XFM listeners, people who listen to the station all day, every day. We were supposed to be sent some PlayStation 2 video games to give away today. We love Katamari, the ones we were talking about last week. But they either haven't arrived or another DJ has stolen them or given them away. So if you've been listening to the station and heard a DJ give away PlayStation 2 games, text us and call us, because I'm going to beat them to a pulp.
Okay. Here's some music. It would be great if we could play Pulp at that point, wouldn't it?
But that would be good.
That's not going to happen.
We're not that good.
It's Hard-Fi.
I was muttering.
What were you muttering about?
Oh, just personal stuff.
Personal
my
issues.
Piles.
Your piles? Don't say piles in the first 15 minutes.
Hello, this is Adam and Joe.
That was
you're listening to XFM.
Incidentally, with Hard to Beat. Sorry, Joe, to interrupt your...
It's all right, it was nonsense.
ID there. So listen, Joe Cornish, any strong feelings about Golden Wonder going bust?
Well, it's depressing, isn't it? And I feel angry with Lineker.
Yeah, do you blame Lineker?
I blame Lineker, yeah.
Why? For being too good?
The power of his personality.
The genius of his ears.
Crisp-shaped ears.
Yeah.
Giant crisp-shaped ears.
Wow. So you think it's all down to the genius of Lineker?
I think so. It's a bit of a shame.
I think it's a real shame, man. Because Lineker's effectively stymied the world of knick-knacks. You know, there's no more knick-knacks.
Are there no more knick-knacks?
That's a Golden Wonder snack.
What are students going to do without knick-knacks?
Nice and spicy flavour? Ribbon saucy?
No. They're all going.
They're all going.
Ribbon saucy?
Ribbon saucy.
Would you make a sauce out of ribbons?
Scampi and lemon.
Ew.
That's going.
I won't be sad to see the back of them.
Do you remember the... I loved knickknacks, though.
Knickknacks are delicious.
Oh, do you remember the Eat the Freak TV
What are they shaped
ads?
Like, though, knickknacks?
Well, they're odd-looking. They're like a weird log.
What are they based on, though? They're like a mutated chicken leg, a miniature mutated chicken leg.
Yeah, exactly.
How did they come up with that design?
Well, do you remember the TV ad that was like Alien? It was a very strange advert.
Ah, yeah.
And there was people, some youths, sat round on a sort of cruise liner, and they were talking about how... And it was like it was a recreation of the scene from Alien, just before the alien bursts out of Kane's stomach, you know. So they're all sat round, very well-cast group of teens to look like the crew of the Nostromo.
Mm.
And this guy suddenly starts freaking out.
Nostromo?
Nostromo?
Nostromo, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Go on.
Nostromo.
Keep talking.
I'd like someone who knows how that's pronounced to phone in and adjudicate.
Spaceman.
Spaceman. Anyway, so yeah, a knick-knack basically bursts out of this guy's stomach.
Ah.
And it looks like...
Has exactly, he got a face?
No. It's brilliant. It's just a knick-knack. But it looks very much like the little alien that bursts out. It's quite a grotesque advert, and I'm pretty sure they don't run it anymore.
So Lineker's murdered knick-knacks.
He murdered knick-knacks. He's murdered Ringo's. He's murdered wheat crunchies.
Oh, they're delicious.
They are delicious.
Because they've got bacon-flavoured air inside them.
Exactly. Which stays
with
you.
No other crisp flavours the air.
No.
Within the snack.
You know, because I rate a crispy snack by how long it stays in your burp system.
In the burp system, it's true.
And I believe the wheat crunchy will stay in your burp system for about 2 days. If you were tested by the cops with a burpalyzer, you would still show up with a wheat crunchy maybe a week later.
Plus, if you choke on a wheat crunchy, its tubular shape allows you to breathe.
That's
while
right.
the ambulance gets there.
It can be used for a makeshift tracheotomy.
Well, if someone else chokes on a different snack, a wheat crunchy can be used for an anaconda-style instant tracheotomy, like punching the tube of a biro through. That was in Anaconda, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, that was
I love those biro tracheotomies.
Sudden tracheotomies.
There's another one
a movie.
There's another one in Red Eye.
Is there?
Yeah. Have you seen Red Eye?
Yeah. I don't remember that, though.
She stabs a biro right into, what's his name?
The weird Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy, there you go. And,
Cillian? Nostromo?
Nostromo. I may not be right about Nostromo, but I'm right about Cillian.
Cillian?
Yeah. Which is quite good, because he always plays quite creepy people, so it's quite a creepy name. But yeah, she jams a biro right into his neck.
Yeah.
She should have used a wheat crunchy, but now she won't be able to. And of course, pot noodles. The Golden Wonder pot noodle. We'll be saying
pot noodles are $1 billion industry.
Well, you'd think so.
People will die if they withdraw pot noodles.
I think they will. But maybe none of this will happen, because maybe whoever has assumed control of Golden Wonder will carry on these brands. But
Posh Spice as well.
It doesn't look likely.
She should bear some of the guilt.
That's right.
Yeah, anybody who's soiled their
pants
with the Walkers campaign.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's a great
day. It's a shocking day.
It's a shocking, shocking day. Now, I'm going to play some weird music now, Joe.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. But this going out to our friend Garth, who yesterday, I was supposed to be meeting him, and I phoned up to see what his progress was, because he was running a little late, and he was all flustered, and he said, "Someone's just nicked my bike! I just saw them nick it off the, like, right from outside where I work! I saw them cycle off, and I've been running after them." How awful is that?
That's
not
awful.
Only to have your bike nicked, which is a miserable feeling, but to see the perpetrator. Mm. And what's worse is that it had happened before he'd gone out and caught someone about to steal his bike.
So how's weird music going to help him? Isn't it just going to make him feel more depressed and spaced out?
It might do. But check this out. When the time he caught the guy before, he said, "Oi, what are you doing? That's my bike." The guy said, "Oh, well, you can't blame me for trying."
It's true.
It's not true. I'm pretty sure you can blame him for trying. Anyway, Garth, I'm really sorry about your bike. I hope this song by Pink Floyd cheers you up. That's Pink Floyd with Bike. There's about a minute and a half of weird noises.
That was weird.
Yeah.
We've certainly helped Garth a bit, but we may have alienated some other listeners. So shall we play a classic XFM playlist, number to get everybody back on board?
How about some commercials?
Oh, even better.
Yeah, the marvellous mini-drama world of commercials. We'll be back shortly. XFM. XFM.
Is XFM. That was The Bravery with Honest Mistake. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
It's time to call in. You could win something amazing. Let us begin. Can you guess which film we're playing by hearing what they're saying? Crap Commentary Corner.
Yes, it's time to play Crap Commentary Corner. The number is 0871 222 1049. If you can tell us what movie this commentary clip is taken from and who the two overexcited young men talking are. Now, in this first clip, these two young actors are very excited about being in the movie they're in. And one of them says what I think is the longest and most overcomplicated sentence ever said on any commentary ever. And listen how at the end he gets overexcited. So here we go. Have a listen to clip number one.
That which is capable of killing you is the very thing that is worthy of your sympathy and empathy and nurturing.
Absolutely.
So to balance that tension of protecting yourself while cultivating within yourself the compassion for the other. That is, to me, the germane component of the relationship that can be extrapolated on a macro level with governments or on an interpersonal level within families that I just love.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I think I did. That makes me want to slightly kill all actors.
Mm. 0871-222-1049 if you know who that was talking and what film they were talking on. Here's a second clip. These are the same two actors now engaging in quite a creepy mutual admiration session.
What happens to you and what becomes of you and where you go as a performer in there is staggering.
No, thank you.
I think it's a huge challenge for an actor to do what you've done with your part in this movie.
Thank you.
Amazing.
And this is where you literally speak the message of the film.
Exactly.
And I think it's worth noting. I was so proud. I heard this the first time, I was so proud of you for doing that.
Mm.
And for doing it so well. And
it's
just beautiful.
I love the way he agrees with what the other guy's saying. Mm, you're right. It was stunning.
And
I did do it really, really well. You're correct.
There was a third voice in there as well.
There was, yes.
Agreeing back there.
Extra points for telling us who that is. 0871-222-1049. There's one more clip.
Well, we should play it
later, yeah. So if you know who that was, the number's 0871-222-1049. If you want to win a prize, call now!
That was a really tough one, though. I'm absolutely stumped by that.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think it's easy peasy.
I'm stumpy.
It's a very famous film.
Is it?
Mm. Very famous.
Recent famous film?
Very recent famous film.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's
not an impression of anybody or anything. It's not a clue. Stupid voice.
Okay, let's play some music. This is the Raconteurs right now with Steady As She Goes.
Oh, I feel like I've been on an incredible rock journey.
That was good. I enjoyed that. That's the Raconteurs with Steady As She Goes, a quartet from Detroit who are releasing their debut album, Broken Boy Soldiers, on XL Records. Broken Boy Soldiers on XL on May the 15th.
Just nailing home there the futility of war.
Yeah, that's
especially
a good point.
Especially when kids are involved.
Absolutely. I forgot about the futility of war.
Don't forget that.
Mm-mm.
This is Adam and Joe on XFM. We're in the middle of playing Crap Commentary Corner. You know what? No one's getting it. It's one of the biggest films of the last few years. Everyone out there, you've seen it.
Yeah.
No one's getting it.
Shall we speak to someone?
Let's see if someone has got it.
Who is this we've got on the telephone?
Lydia.
Oh, have you met Lydia? Oh, Lydia the tattoo lady.
Yeah, that's all. That used to be on the Muppet Show album. That's why I know that song.
Yeah, same here. Do you get that a lot, Lydia?
I do, actually, yes.
Yeah.
Where's that song come from, then?
The Muppet Show album.
I know, but they didn't write the song originally.
They wrote all the songs.
No, they never.
The Muppets wrote all of them. They wrote Mana Mana and Halfway Up the Stairs.
No, they never.
Lydia, hello.
Hello.
How's Saturday going for you today?
Going fine, thank you very much.
What are you up to?
Not much, to be honest. Just come back from travelling, so I'm just relaxing.
Travelling?
Yes.
What, like some sort of hippie?
Yes, like some sort of hippie. I've got long hair, beads and everything.
Where's your caravan? You parked your caravan.
No, I didn't
caravan. And your children are out rummaging through dustbins.
It's funny that, isn't it? Some people say, oh, I've just been on holiday. Other people say, I've been travelling.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think in future,
holiday, then.
I'm going to say I've been travelling in future.
Okay.
It just sounds more sophisticated, doesn't it?
Well, I've been on holiday implies like a 2-week break.
Yeah, I've been travelling to Benidorm.
I've been travelling implies like several months in South America or something.
Well, it implies an inward journey as well as an outward journey, doesn't it, Lydia?
It does. I discovered myself and everything.
Did you find yourself?
What's your favourite part of yourself that you discovered?
Anyway, you can ask me the question.
Oh. She's telling us to shut up. Yeah, yeah, okay, who do you think it is?
I think it's Jake Gyllenhaal in Brokeback Mountain.
Why do you think that?
Because it sounds like his voice, first of all, and the thing they're talking about, they're kind of skirting around the subject of what it is in that big, long sentence.
Jake Gyllenhaal, or Gyllenhaal, he's not a pretentious ponce, though, is he? He seems to be a straightforward guy.
Yeah, I never thought that before, but...
Well, I
can... That was a bow sentence, wasn't it?
Joe Cornish, is she right?
No, she's wrong. I'm sorry about that, Lydia. You're wrong,
yeah,
but...
Right.
Wait, can we offer you a copy of Vanity Fair on DVD as a consolation prize?
Yeah, that'd be great.
There we go. Well, if you stay on the line and Xanthi will take your details, thank you for calling and thank you for trying. And
no worries.
Well, glad you found yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So, listen, we might have someone who's got it. Shall we talk to them?
Well, let's play another clip first, shall we?
Let's play another clip. Okay, here we go. Here is the third clip. So in this clip, our friends, our acting friends, are getting so excited about what they're watching on the screen that one of them has a little accident.
This guy here I think this is just stunning.
And this, the religious iconography of this moment.
Yes. Oh dear.
That was a quick one.
I think he had a little accident.
Oh.
So is Lorna on the line? Hello, Lorna.
Hello, Lorna. Are you there?
Hello. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. You sound nice.
Thank you.
What are you up to?
I'm at work, actually.
Are you? What are you working at?
I'm a fashion designer and I'm doing some silkscreen printing at the moment.
Wow, that's cool. Fashion designers listen to our show.
What sort of a design is on your silkscreen?
It's a sort of 1920s type of looking thing.
That sounds fabulous.
Thank you.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, that sounds nice. Can we have one?
No, unfortunately for ladies. Well, you can. It's a dress, so if you want one.
Can you make us a man dress?
Yes.
Like Pete Burns.
A mess.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Lorna,
not a mess.
Lorna, who do you think it is?
I think it's Brian Austin and Elijah Wood from Fellowship of the Ring.
Now, you don't mean Brian Austin, do you? Wasn't he in... Ooh, hello. Wasn't he in Beverly Hills 90210? You mean Sean Astin? Hello? I think you faded Lorna down.
There you go, sorry.
Are you back, Lorna?
Sean Austin, that's who I meant. I'm terribly sorry.
You're absolutely correct. Well done. That was Sean Astin and Elijah Wood, and in the background with the deep voice, Andy Serkis. And that's from the commentary of... Do you know which movie it is?
Fellowship of the Ring?
It's The Two Towers, but we'll give you that.
Thank you.
Sean Astin revealing himself to be, you know, very enthusiastic and analytical.
Well, he was a child star, you know.
He was, yeah, and he'd only been in The Goonies, really, up till then, so it must have been very exciting for him. Apparently he's written a book about the making of Lord of the Rings, in which he makes a bit of an idiot of himself as well.
It
sounds like he would.
He is clinically insane. I just want to play that clip again of him analysing it.
Do you want the first one again?
Yeah. Where are we?
That which is capable of killing you is the very thing that is worthy of your sympathy and empathy and nurturing.
Absolutely.
So to balance that tension of protecting yourself while cultivating within yourself the compassion for the other. That is, to me, the germane component of the relationship that can be extrapolated on a macro level with governments or on an interpersonal level within families that I just love.
That is the germane... whatever he said.
What the thing that he said there.
Hey, well done, Lorna. That's very good. What does Lorna win?
Well, I tell you what, we can give Lorna a choice of things to win. You can either have an Adam and Joe DVD...
Or... A pair of tickets to see The Darkness at Alexandra Palace this Tuesday or Wednesday.
Or maybe both.
Or maybe both.
Because she did really well there.
Yeah, we can't give her a fist of fury. You're a lady, you don't like kicking anyway, little foreign men kicking each other. Yeah. Do you?
No, not really.
No, you don't like that sort of thing. So what do you want?
I'd try your DVD, actually.
Hey! What a sensible lady. I tell you what, we'll sign it for you, but on the cellophane, so you can throw it away.
Yes, exactly. Would you rather we signed it permanently or in a throwawayable fashion?
Permanently, please.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Lorna, thanks so much for calling. Well done getting that right, and well done helping us expose Sean Astin as a bit too keen.
Hard to beat for histrionic grandeur, I think you'll agree. The Associates with Party Fears 2.
Now, when was that released, Adam?
Man, that must have been about 81 or something.
There you go. It could have been ripped out of today's charts, don't you think?
Yeah, it's true.
Very contempo sound.
Amazing.
But yeah, it's old.
That's right. Now, we're going to do a little shout-out right now. We don't do very many of these. But this is a shout-out for Lewis Wootton. Lewis Wooten.
Yeah, isn't he from Wales, from Cardiff? What does it say on it? He's put an S-A-E in there.
Oh, yeah.
He sent us the inner sleeve to his Adam and Joe DVD to sign. And he's written a very sweet note.
Clandaff in Cardiff. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, thanks, Lewis. Man. We really appreciate that. You can't, you know, this emails are fine, but a nice note.
A little scrap of paper with some lovely, meaningful handwriting on it.
That's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to sign up your sleeve real good.
And thanks very much to Matt Poole as well, who sent us some groovy T-shirts. Anything like that is nice. You know, something with a personal touch is always wonderful to receive. And I hope...
like a punch.
Like a punch.
Like a big punch from my fist.
Here's a big advertising punch for you. We'll be back shortly.
This is XFM. XFM. Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
So who's that girl there? I wonder what went wrong so that she had to...
Who's that then?
That's the Monkees, isn't it?
Who are they?
The Arctic Monkees.
Ah, I'll never get anywhere. this is Adam and Joe on XFM. And listen, we should apologise, because one or two people found that Associates track we played before the break a little bit confusing.
Confusing?
Yeah.
Well, it's I think it's the job of the free play to confuse and challenge.
To confuse, yeah. You know, that's also a clip from that is used as the theme tune to Weekending on Radio 4. Used to be.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there you go. So very famous song.
What did they find upsetting and confusing about?
Oh, we've had texts with the words... cat strangling in them.
Oh, no, no, you know, I'm not having that.
The
no.
Warbling, it's his style of vocals was very innovative, wasn't it?
It's brilliant, just because everyone sounds like a kind of football yob now in their bands. I'm not having it. I want gay warbling.
Gay warbling all the way. So listen, let's move on, though.
Yeah.
If you've been watching telly recently, listeners, you might have seen an advert for a brand of toothpaste with a handsome young man telling us how brilliantly this toothpaste both whitens his teeth and cleans them. Mm. Two-in-one whitening. He doesn't have to make the choice anymore. Mm-hmm. He's a handsome young man. He's doing one of these testimonials, not into the camera, off camera, being interviewed objectively by a completely independent toothpaste authority, probably.
Yeah.
But this man's name, it says in the bottom left-hand side of the screen, is Paul Kahana.
How do you spell Kahana?
K-H-A-N-N-A. Paul, how would you spell that? Kahana?
How would you pronounce it, you mean?
Yes, sorry, pronounce it. Kahana.
Kahana.
Kahana. But anyway, that's not the point.
Kahana.
It says below that he's a screenwriter. It says Paul Kahana, screenwriter. And listen, I've recorded the advert. I've taken out the name of the actual product.
Yeah.
And replaced it with the help of Prince. So here is the advert, just in case you remember it.
I noticed that my teeth were yellowing, but I didn't want to choose between whitening and protection. I tried. Soon, not only were my teeth whiter, but my whole mouth looked healthier.
It's clinically proven to help restore the natural white of teeth.
I could see the difference.
Complete 12-hour protection.
It's my choice.
There you go. So there he is, Paul Kahana.
Yeah.
Screenwriter, telling us about that brand of toothpaste.
Protection, whitening, whitening, protection.
Yeah, so I thought, that's interesting. He's a screenwriter. I wonder what he's written. So, and you can do this too if you're by a computer. I went on the Internet Movie Database and put in Paul Kahana, K-H-A-N-N-A, because here he is talking about the product. Should we trust him? What are his credentials? You know, what's he actually written?
Yeah.
So I put him in the Internet Movie Database. He's only got one credit. It says he wrote, directed and produced Running on Empty. That's a big movie.
Oh, yeah, with
yeah, River Phoenix and Martha Plimpton.
Yeah.
But I thought it was directed by Sidney Lumet.
Uh-huh.
It turns out, of course, that the Running on Empty he directed was actually a 4-minute short film that won the Heinz short film competition. And his other credits are as an actor in Basil Brush, as an SAS man in Ultimate Force, and as Gaylord Lasker in Spooks. I don't know who Gaylord Lasker is, Spooks. So they seem to be lying to us.
Well, that's not lying. Come on, that's an impressive CV he's got there.
Well, yeah, but they say he's a screenwriter, and he's written a 4-minute film... about beans for Heinz. We have probably just another commercial.
Technically, he's a screenwriter.
Are you a screenwriter if you write a 4-minute film?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But, well, yeah.
When do you
What if it doesn't get... Well, just because I did some decoration, does that mean I'm a decorator?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean...
Anyway, it's a very famous brand of toothpaste, and I don't know, I think they're lying to us. So it's just a warning to listeners. If you watch that commercial and you think, I'm going to trust that guy's opinion on toothpaste, he's a screenwriter. Don't believe it, because he's not. The end.
But do you want them to sort of put a caveat and say sort of not particularly successful screenwriter?
Amateur screenwriter. I think amateur screenwriter. Why don't they just put actor? He's a successful actor. He's been in Basil Brush. What more would an actor want?
That's right,
just
yeah.
Just put actor. I'd listen to an actor quicker than I'd listen to a screenwriter about tooth cleanliness. Because actors appear in the public eye.
But if you put actor on someone who's appearing in a commercial...
Nah, you won't believe them, will you? That's true. That's true. But anyway, don't trust Paul Kahana.
Says Joe Cornish.
Thanks.
That's OK Go with A Million Ways. You're listening to Adam and Joe on XFM this Saturday afternoon. What are you doing, Joe Cornish? We're out there talking to the 19th sexiest man in the world.
Yeah, Alex Zane's still there. And, you know, as two sexy men, we have to chat about, you know, the latest sexy news. How to stay sexy.
Yeah. Sexy tips. Well,
I put in, we got sent a Deuce Bigelow t-shirt. It says, Royal Order of European Man Whores. And I'm wearing it.
That's a good t-shirt.
Yeah.
Did we get sent two?
No.
Oh, my.
But I've put it on cleverly, and now I've sweated into it.
You always.
But you can have
everything.
The other t-shirts. You
I don't
the other
want
ones.
The other ones. You nick everything.
The other t-shirts are specially made by a listener. This is a mass-produced piece of rubbish.
You always get in earlier than I do every week.
Well, that's the
you
secret.
Go through the cubby hole. You
that's
nick
the secret.
Everything cool. Right, we'll be back in a second. We've got a text competition coming up shortly. A chance for you to win more exciting goodies. This is in the dock, and
this is in the dock.
This is in the dock. And more chat about the important issues of today. Stick with us here on XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love XFM.
Yes, that's the Kaiser Chiefs with the modern way. Don't know why I'm saying it like that, in that fashion. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Podcast news, podcast fans. I wasn't sure about our podcast status, but apparently it's still being negotiated. There's a good chance that there will be Adam and Joe podcasts being produced imminently of old shows and indeed the new ones as well. I think that's the case, isn't it, Xanthi?
Yeah, I think so.
So don't give up hope just yet. If you're waiting for a podcast, have you been?
Or if you don't want podcasts, then give up hope because they're coming.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, no, I would. Yeah, anyway. Have you been downloading any podcasts, Joe?
No, I don't. No, I haven't actually.
Have you not investigated at all?
No, not a single podcast, I'm afraid.
I wasted quite a lot of time checking out podcasts this week because, you know, there's video ones as well as audio ones. Mm. And they kind of pop up like a little TV on your iTunes window, and you have the option to make them fill the whole screen. But man, it's rubbish. There's a lot of rubbish out there, but it's pretty interesting. You know, it's like public access, I suppose, in a lot of ways. So there's an awful lot of rubbish to sift through, but there's some good stuff out there as well. And of course, the most popular one I think is Ricky and Steven's one.
Mm.
Got about a quarter of a million hits or something, or three quarters of a million hits so far, which is pretty amazing. Unprecedented amount of interest, but it's still early days for the podcast universe. But if you haven't checked it out, I recommend you do. It's pretty good. Very funny indeed. But mainly Carl Pilkington, actually. It should be called just Pilking World or Pilco Vision. But yeah, quite good. I was thinking, though, that maybe people would like to send us their own sort of podcasts. Do you know what I mean? Because basically, most podcasts that I've been downloading this week is just a couple of blokes with a really rubbish microphone and probably a lot of beer in them as well, talking rubbish. And it goes on and on and on. It's the kind of thing that we used to do quite a lot, Joe, when we were younger. But I was thinking it might be fun to hear some of the ones that people send in. I'm sure no one will take us up on this, but maybe if
they're long though, aren't they? We can't have people sending in really long.
No,
things,
I was thinking
we'll never be able to play them.
I know, but just like a couple of minutes, like 2 minutes of no music, just chat of you talking about stuff that you think is interesting with your mates. I'd be interested to hear that.
Okay, that's a challenge.
That's a challenge. Send it in. What's the address that people send stuff into, Xanthi? What do you think? XFM Leicester Square.
30 Leicester Square.
Number 30 yeah. Leicester Square.
W1
London. Address it to Adam and Joe, or maybe just Adam Buxton, because I'm not sure Joe's very interested in listening to the podcasts from our listeners, but I really would be. Okay. I recommend you check out. What are you reading there, Joe?
Nothing. I'm just lining up something exciting.
In your brain?
Yeah.
Yeah, clearly, because you're not engaging with me about podcasts.
No, I am. I'm listening. That's a great idea. I'm looking forward to getting the podcast. Genuinely, it's going to be exciting.
Okay, good. And
plus, I've got Sneak Magazine.
What have you got?
It's Sneak Magazine.
Is that a new lady magazine?
Yeah, it's hard to keep my eyes off the latest Preston news.
What is the latest Preston news?
He's keen to be in EastEnders. And you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, wow, Preston, he's played it really well. Before Celebrity Big Brother, he was nobody.
Yeah.
Now, a month later, he's the most famous man in Britain, and he's going to get a part in EastEnders.
That's right, but how long can it go on for?
Forever.
Forever, because
yep.
He's genuinely talented, you
yep.
think?
Yeah, yeah.
And is the single still in the charts?
Yeah.
Boys Will Be Boys Will
oh,
Be Boys.
Oh, yeah, it's going up and up and up and up. Yeah, the address is XFM PO Box 1049 London WC2H 7LA for your mini podcast. XFM PO Box 1049 London WC2 7LA. How much more enthusiastic can you get than that?
No, that's true. That was amazing.
So listen, in a second after this record or whatever we're doing next, I'd like to play you some of my highlights from American Idol that's been on telly on Sunday afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
That's provided some of the funniest stuff on telly at the moment, I think.
Fantastic. Well, before that, we've got Morning Runner with Burning Benches. That's Morning Runner with Burning Benches. Why would you want to burn a bench?
On your morning run.
Yeah, you reckon?
Very destructive to the park area and should be stopped, I think.
Go and have a... Why would you burn a bench? It's insanity.
Well, you usually burn bridges.
Yeah.
They've burnt benches.
Yeah, but just so people can't sit on them.
Don't know. Well, maybe someone who's a fan of that band can tell us why they
call
deal
with,
that.
As a anti-tramp measure or something.
Maybe, yeah. Tramps clogging up the place
they're
with their
fed up with it.
Stinky habits.
They'd rather burn the benches.
Yeah.
It seems
I bet
insane.
They might have accidentally burned some tramps. They're killers.
So
a song there by murderers.
Murderers.
Tramp murderers.
Allegedly. Morning Runner. I keep trying to get my head round Deal or No Deal.
Yes, okay. Noel Edmonds' smash hit new Channel 4 game show.
And I know we've spoken about this before, but it's...
At some length.
Every week I watch it and try and understand what's going on, because I feel excluded by the thing, because I just think, surely this can't just be a question of randomly selecting one of 20 numbers for an entire half hour. But it is. That is exactly...
That's the magic of it.
...what it is. Because Noel so brilliantly dresses the thing up as if there was some strategy involved,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And he convinces you, but then you start thinking, what is the strategy? Am I too stupid to understand the strategy behind this game? And no, that's not the case. I am stupid, but not so stupid that I'm missing a strategy. Because there's none. There's none strategy in the game.
It's a sort
whatsoever.
Of game show for people that like horoscopes and stuff.
Yeah.
Believe in fate and luck.
Right.
And magical stones and stuff.
You think
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you think that they believe that they are tampering with fate in some way.
Yeah, and that there are lucky people and unlucky people, and somehow it's out of your control, the whole thing.
Right, right. But I must say, I think that it's stretching the definition of the word game to call it a game. And basically, I wanted people as a text competition this week to come up with some similar formats, and we could make a lot of money out of this as well, you know? XFM listeners, if you go into business with these ideas with myself and Joe,
yeah.
we could really clean
we've
up.
We've got connections at all the big TV companies.
Oh, yeah.
We can float this idea.
There's a few
we can
people,
make it fly.
Few people we haven't alienated in TV, and they'd be really happy to get our ideas going. I've got a few ideas of my own, just to give you some examples of what I'm talking about. Basically, I want people to come up with some game show formats that require less skill and strategy than Deal or No Deal. And that's really a difficult thing to do, okay? Plus, I want you to come up with a has-been presenter to host the whole thing and a good snappy title for it, okay? I think that's the formula for success.
Well, that's asking people quite a lot, Adam. So have you got an example?
Yeah, here we go. Aim it, bucket, claim it.
Aim It, Bucket, Claim It. Like
right.
it.
Hosted by Andy Crane.
Yes.
Contestants throw pennies into a bucket.
Yes.
Whoever gets the most pennies in the bucket wins all the pennies in the bucket.
That's good.
Okay. Now, that actually requires more skill than Deal or No Deal. Yeah. So it's not a perfect
sort of
example.
Tiddlywinks skills. Yeah.
Here's another one. The Mind Jar.
Ooh.
Okay. This is a new twist on an old favourite. Tony Slattery stands by excitedly as a person tries to guess how many beans there are in a large jar of beans.
Brilliant.
Okay. How close will they come to guessing correctly?
Brilliant.
Okay. Now, the closest person to the exact number of beans in the jar wins.
Oh.
Okay. I bet you didn't think that was good. And the twist. Here's the twist. Unlike a fairground or school fete version of this game, this is being televised.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good, man.
Deal with that. Other titles for this could be Has Beans, Bean Battle, The Bean Counters, or Jar Jar Beans.
Jar Jar Beans.
I don't know why there would be a Star Wars pun there. Here's one more example.
Okay.
Duel of Drool, hosted by Hufty. Okay?
Hufty from the word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Contestants have to stand on the Tower of Drool and create a long length of drool that gets as close as possible to the ground without actually touching it before retracting the drool. Yeah,
that's a modern TOS cartoon you got there.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Didn't realise that. And they're only allowed one glass of orangeade before the game starts, because you need it to
generate the goobers.
The correct viscosity of gooberism. The game could also be called Drool Britannia.
Yeah.
Or something like
Who's
that.
Who's drooling who?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so listen, if you can come up with an idea for a game show that's stupider than Deal or No Deal...
Yeah, requires less skill.
Yeah, and an over-the-hill presenter, who isn't one of us, who should be presenting it, then text 83XFM, 83XFM, with your ideas for lame game shows, and you'll win an amazing prize. Tickets to see The Darkness, maybe a DVD... Maybe just some kind words.
Yeah, who knows? A bit more music now, and you will be hearing those American Idol clips when we return. That Smile Like You Mean It by The Killers. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Yes, it is. Now, the American Idol format is a tired format, isn't it, Adam and listeners?
You would think so.
It's been on for years now.
Yeah.
Pop Idol. What was the first one called?
It was Pop Idol, wasn't it?
Yeah. Band. What was the one with the bands called?
Well, there's Pop Idol, there's X Factor.
There you go, X Factor. Yeah. You'd have thought it would have run out of steam. Even the people, you know, Simon Cowell looks exhausted by it. Everybody just, you know, it's time for it to die. But it will not die. Especially in the audition stages. And ITV have been showing American Idol, the American version, on Sunday afternoons, a double bill. Do recommend it if you're a bit hungover on Sunday. And there are just the most incredible loonies auditioning in America. And every series, they seem to sort of dig deeper into the lunatic barrel, stir more of them up, and it's just getting better and better.
Right.
I don't recommend you watch it after the auditions when it actually turns into something about singing.
Yeah.
I just think the auditions are amazing. And 2 weeks ago, they uncovered a man called Flawless.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to paint a picture of Flawless. He's kind of a tall, Ali G-looking kind of Justin Timberlake gone wrong kind of a figure. And the main thing about him is he wears head-to-toe pajamas.
This is a white guy or a black guy?
It's a white guy.
Yeah.
Head-to-toe pajamas all day long. And pajama shorts.
What's sort of like nice, stripy cotton pajamas?
No, a big, loud, checky pattern. And then a little baseball cap, which is the same pattern as the pajamas. He looks like a big tablecloth, basically.
Yeah.
But here is Flawless. And this first clip is Flawless telling us how he came up with the name Flawless.
Mm.
And it was an extraordinary process, as you'll hear.
My name is Nick McCord, but people call me Flawless. I felt like if I had one of those suits on, I might as well go ahead and call my something, my name something that it should be named, which is very appropriate, which, therefore, is Flawless, was developed out of my mind.
He developed it out of his mind!
Once therefore.
So that's him explaining how he gets his name. Now let's hear him talking about why he wears these pajamas 24 hours a day.
Most people think of them as pajamas and stuff, and I don't think of them as pajamas. I think of them as very comfortable clothes and very relaxing, lingering, and I don't know, I just like them.
Very relaxing and lingering.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the stink that lingers. Don't you admire a man that wears pajamas all day?
Presumably he wears pants, though, and I don't mean pants
underwear.
In the American sense. Yeah, undies.
Well, this is a whole can of worms, isn't it? We should come back to it next week. Have you ever worn your pyjamas all day?
I've thought about it once.
You don't think you've ever done it?
No.
You see, I have.
Have you?
What about when you're ill and stuff?
Oh, when you're in the house, not like outside.
Yeah, not outside, no.
Have you ever?
Not like flawless, but even in the house, about tea time, it feels very wrong. Then it starts feeling right again at about seven. But between about four and seven, you feel evil, and
they still
linger. They feel like they're lingering, just as Flawless says.
Do you wear PJs still?
No, I sleep naked.
Yeah.
But that's another conversation, a sexy conversation. But one more clip of Flawless.
Okay.
Flawless has a cleaning company, and that's how he makes his money, good old Flawless. And it's got a slogan, and here is the slogan, and also Flawless is thinking behind that slogan.
Presumably, if he actually went to a place that was flawless,
he'd have no money.
He wouldn't be able to.
No, business would collapse. Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur, and I clean houses. The name of my business is Paradise Cleaning. The slogan for that is that you come home with your home and house smelling like, looking and smelling like paradise. Yes, that's it.
It takes me a minute to sort of get that out because it's kind of a tongue twister, and that's the way I wanted it to be.
He wanted it like that. He wanted it to be really difficult to remember.
You get home and you kind of want your house to smell. Right. That's a snappy tagline.
Yeah, you were doing it well there. It's rolling off the tongue. So there's Flawless. And I do recommend, if you're bored on a Sunday afternoon, you watch those American Idol double bills, because soon the incredible auditions will be over and it'll be back to idiot people singing competitively.
How are we doing for the text? Anyone got any ideas coming in?
The texts are rolling in. If you want a reminder of our text competition, we're asking you to come up with game shows that are stupider than Deal or No Deal and a washed-up celebrity to host them. Stupid is not really the right word, but more sort
something
of
that
more
requires,
making something out of nothing.
Yeah, something that requires even less skill and
based
strategy.
On the observation that we've made several times on this show, that Deal or No Deal could be over in about 4 minutes.
Yes.
And it's only sort of Noel Evans's walking psychosis that keeps it going for that long.
His fascinating psychosis. Some more advertisements right now. It sort of says what each advertisement is on the computer. I'm just scanning them. And there's some amazing, amazing ones coming up. I think you're really going to enjoy it. I'm particularly excited about the Tiscali one.
Oh, brilliant.
Anyway, this is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Love music. Love music. Love music.
Love music.
FM.
There you go, that's something to think about, isn't it? Put that in your pipe and smoke it, yeah? Speed of Sound from the mighty Coldplay.
It's time to put our text competition to bed. We've been asking you to come up with a stupider, game show that makes something out of nothing in a better way than Noel Edmonds's Deal or No Deal.
That's not an easy task, we appreciate
not an easy
that.
Task.
But people have been really applying themselves to it in a very impressive way.
Yeah, we've had lots of texts. Are you ready?
Yeah, come on, hit me.
Here we go.
We're going to be rich.
Here we go. How about live televised Snap, the popular card game? Preferably with farmyard animal pictures on the cards, featuring competing members of the public. Hosted by the dude from 90s ITV kids show Nightmare. From Angela in Hackney. P.S. Please can I have an Adam and Joe DVD? And she's put her address. Tar! Exclamation mark. Okay. Peel or no peel?
That was good, can I just say?
Yeah,
I like
well
that.
Done, Angela. That
but
was good.
She didn't come up with a good title, with a snappy title for it.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Okay, here's another one. This is from Jim in Enfield. Peel or no peel? Get a peeling knife and an apple and try to make the longest length of peel.
That's good.
That's pretty good. And then the peeler rings up. He's like an old-style policeman.
Yeah.
And offers you fruit to the value of, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got to make it last an hour.
The peeler. Did he come up with the peeler?
No, I threw that in.
That's brilliant.
Give me your little hand there, Jim.
Oh, man.
Little deformed hand. what? Blink and you miss it. Speaking of which, Blink and You Miss It, hosted by Jeremy Beadle. Contestants stare at the camera and have to blink as few times as possible in 10 minutes as the over-the-hill prankster prances around trying to force more blinks out of the contestants.
I've got issues with that one.
From Dazzle.
Jeremy Beadle is by no means over the hill. He's a fully functioning genius,
yes,
in my opinion.
It's true. My opinion too.
And also, that's just a staring competition, though, isn't it? That's the same thing as
a
staring competition.
Dazzle, you've been dissed.
I don't hate it. I'm not dissing Dazzle.
Here we go. This is by John McCurick. What? No, hang on a second. No, it's been sent in by Anonymous. It's presented by John McCurick, spelled very strangely.
Yeah.
It's called Dog Nose. Six contestants lie in a line. A dog is unleashed in the studio, and the person whose scent it finds most appealing wins.
That's good, you
That's
see.
Really good, and the dog maybe has to go across some sort of assault course. That's really good. It would just go straight for the crotches, though. It would have to be late night.
That's brilliant, and you wouldn't be able to flinch as well.
Yeah, that's an anonymous one, though, Xanthi. Quickly, use your spy skills to track down who that was.
How can that we be can anonymous? That was the best one so far.
Yeah, it was probably from Paul Dan, from No Lemons.
Is Dog Nose spelt K-N?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that
okay,
one.
Okay, here's another one. This is from Brian in Blackpool. It's called Not a Lottery, presented by guess who? Not a lot you like it. Not
oh,
a lot
yeah,
you
Paul,
like it.
Paul Daniels.
Paul Daniels, Not a Lottery. By Paul Daniels. That's quite a good impression.
Very good.
If I don't say so myself. Someone picks six numbers and doesn't put them on the lottery. If they don't win on that, then they win a prize. I like the way he's put on that in. If they don't win on that, then they win a prize.
That's nonsense.
Well, everyone would win a prize, Brian. You haven't thought that through. I mean, the chances of winning the lottery are a bazillion to one. It's the stupidest way to waste money in the world.
Oh, so bitter.
I hate the lottery. okay, here's another one. This is from Neil. It's called Are We There Yet? Contestants sit in a van and play I Spy as they drive along a motorway.
That's quite good.
Quite good from Neil. Ding Dong or No Ding Dong? Danny Baker gets people to see if the houses in a street have doorbells or just a knocker. Contestants speculate which one it is. That's pretty good, because you could talk like they do on Deal or No Deal. They go on and on. Is Sue, are you lucky, Sue? What numbers have you had in your boxes for the last 4 weeks?
And then
she usually has low, as if that's going to like have any significance to what's in the box.
And then you have
it's random, you idiots.
You have some tense music.
Yeah.
And then Danny Baker says, now you need a knocker. If it's a bong that you get, you're out of the game. Now you need a knocker, for God's sake.
Well, Danny, I think it's a middle-income neighbourhood, so they're likely to have knockers because they're slightly classier, but they're called the Smiths, so maybe, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, brilliant.
That's really good. Who's that from? That's anonymous as well.
Oh, this is no
the cleverest people are anonymous. Okay, finally, red car, blue car, new car. Red car, blue car, new car. Hosted also by Jeremy Beadle. There are two cars and a dog. The player has to guess which car the dog will wee against. Well, that's like the dog sniffing one. Louise in Dagenham, bad luck. If I'd read you out before the dog nose, would have had more impact.
It was good, but it was a bit
good.
Too much like something they might have had on TFI Friday,
yeah,
or something.
Okay, well, here's another one. Preston's Where's Weller? Contestants guess where Paul Weller is during a 3-hour show. That's from James. Well, it's printed out weirdly. James Old.
And who presents it? Preston.
Yeah, from Big Brother, I suppose. Is that right?
He's not over the hill. He's on the hill.
Well, no, but he'd do a game show, wouldn't he? He'd do anything.
He's hovering above the hill.
And so what? So Paul Weller's just, you know, wherever he is, out shopping or maybe on holiday with friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just a process of guessing.
In the living room.
Yeah, that's good.
That's quite good.
Man, we're in the money. Let's get Endemol on the phone.
But listen, Bong or Knocker or whatever it was called, that was my favourite one. I think if we can find who sent that in, they should win the prize.
Yeah, there's more.
We've got to get on, man. The show's almost finished. You've still got Ditties in the Dock.
Let's play a record and do Ditties.
I was going to play your losing Ditties from last week.
Oh, yeah. This is from the most fantastic video game called We Love Katamari. It's out on the PlayStation 2, came out on Friday. If you've got £30 to spare and a PS2 and seriously want to play one of the most beautiful, inventive, brilliant video games ever, then go and buy it. And this is a song from one of the levels. It's called You Are Smart.
That sounds a bit like Aphex Twin or something.
Well, exactly.
Quite good. And do you know who it's by?
No, but the video game's famous for having a brilliant soundtrack in Japan and America. People are obsessed with it, with the songs. But I do recommend it. Man, we were supposed to have copies to give away today, but they haven't arrived yet. So hopefully next week. And I'll give you one, Adam Buxton.
That'd be fantastic.
Because you'll love it. Even people who don't like video games will like it.
Excellent. Now, Diddy's in the Dock. We should do it now. We should launch it very quickly and rattle through our choices. Because we've only got about 15 minutes left of our programme.
Well, this week's theme for Diddy's in the Dock is falsetto songs. My choice is Beck with Deborah from the... What's the album? That green one.
Midnight Vultures.
Midnight Vultures, yeah. It's a sort of Princey type soul workout where he sings very high. It's one of my favourite Beck songs. So call 0871-222-1049 and vote for Beck. And remember, all five callers that get on the line will win the Platinum Edition of Bruce Lee's Fist of Fury. That's two discs packed with 4 hours of bonus features. It's Certificate 18, and it's brilliant. Amazing kicking, face kicking, ass kicking, nipple kiss, kick kissing. What? But yeah, Fist of Fury on DVD is up for grabs. So call 0871-222-1049 and vote for Beck with Deborah, or...
Can you give us a quick snatch of Deborah in the falsetto?
No.
Come on.
Her name was Deborah! Like that?
Yeah, that's good. Mine, I want you to vote for David Bowie. Singing Without You from Let's Dance. Yes. Yeah, he does a lovely bit of falsetto. There's no smoke without fire.
Oh, that is a good song. It's Bowie versus Beck, Battle of the Bees.
So that's as simple as that. 0871-222-1049.
And don't forget, Fist of Fury special edition DVDs for everyone who gets through. 0871-222-1049. Please call now.
Beck or Bowie.
XFM. Love music. Love XFM. Music. Love XFM. XFM.
So, yeah, a little something for the girls there. That's Jose Gonzalez.
What a very sexist thing to say, Adam.
With heartbeats.
very sexist.
For the ladies out there. Now, just before we resolve Ditties in the Dock, I've got a small, boring announcement I'd like to make.
Oh, God.
Sorry. My semi-regular evening of comedy and video hilarity is returning. This is called the Out of Focus Group.
And it is called the Out of Focus Group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And it takes place on Wednesday, February the 15th. At the Zetter Hotel, Zetter, in Clerkenwell Road. You can book a table if you'd like to eat while watching the hilarious comedy. And my guests that evening, apart from myself, I'll be performing and showing some of my amazing, amazing videos. But I'm also very, very... I can't speak. I'm also very happy that Laura Solon, last year's Perrier Award winner, is going to be there. And Dave Armand and Nick Tanner from the Hollow Men are coming along. It's going to be an amazing evening. If you'd like to know more about it, you can check out my website, adam-buxton.com, and the details will be on there.
Oh, these people holding on the line for ditties might be angry
yes.
with you.
Well, I had just had to get that out of the way, well done, and now well we can do it.
Way.
And speaking of ditties, I'm sorry as well that we were playing the Ditties in the Dock music through some commercials there, I think.
We got to do this fast, man. This is going to be the fastest ditties resolution in the history of radio.
Okay, let's get onto it.
So we've got five callers. Brian, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very good.
You excited about winning Fist of Fury?
I'm ecstatic.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, what are you voting for in our falsetto playoff? Beck!
Yeah.
Good vote. It's very
one,
good.
One for Beck. Brian, thank you very much indeed for
calling
in.
Brian.
Sorry we can't chat longer. Louisa, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Tell us one really quick, important thing about yourself.
I'm wearing a pair of super jeans, trying to stretch into them, and they still don't fit.
Oh, sexy! Thanks, Louisa. What are you voting for? Is it going to be Beck or Bowie?
Bowie, please.
Oh,
it's
yes.
Bowie. It's one all. Good luck with the jeans, and we'll be sending you your Fist of Fury.
Adam, thanks very much for holding. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Fakes a quick salient fact, Adam, very quickly. Something impressive?
I'm dead bored. I'm at work and I want to go out.
What's your work?
It's very dull, mate. I'm working in an office in Chingford.
Oh, come on, that's not dull. Chingford?
Office, Chingford, Saturday afternoon.
Possibilities are endless.
Nice and cold. Go and steal some...
No, it's actually quite warm in here, I hear that.
Steal some stationery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Make a paperclip chain and hang it between your nipples. what are you voting for, Beck or Bowie?
Beck, please, mate.
Right, hey, that's 2-1 for Beck.
Thanks very much for your call, Adam. James.
James.
Hello there.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very good, thanks.
Headlines in James Weekly?
Well, a couple of nights ago, someone set a Luton van on fire outside our house.
Oh, a Luton van?
Yeah.
Really? Did you put it out?
Well, there was a little fire next to it, so we went out with a bucket, and the firemen put out the other one.
Do you live on a gypsy camp?
Yeah, you got it.
Yes. Whereabouts do you live, James?
I live in Finchley.
Oh, man, that's bad. That's not the sort of thing that should be happening in Finchley.
Leafy Finchley?
That's terrible. Did you summon the Popo?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, did they deal with it?
Yeah.
The Popo. Good one.
That's outrageous. James, are you going to vote for Beck or Bowie?
Bowie.
He set it in the dock on fire.
It's 2-2. Nice, Joe.
Thanks, man.
You're on fire.
Thanks.
James, thanks a lot for your call. Kay, are you there?
Yep.
Ooh, oh, she's so efficient.
She's businesslike.
Kay, you've really paired it. She's paired it right down. She's going to speak in monosyllables. anything exciting about your life today, Kay?
No, I'm just upset because I can't go to the West Ham match.
What? I wouldn't be worried. It's only football. It's boring.
Hey,
all the games are the same.
West Ham. Oh.
But you're a lady. What are you doing being into the sport of kings?
Extraordinary. What are you voting for, Kay? What's it going to be? This is the deciding vote. Leave us a little pause before you tell us. Is it going to be Beck or Bowie?
Beck.
Oh! Cornish wins. Secret to winning this is just choose something very popular.
Well, there you go.
I'm going to give up on my Japanese video game music and just go for XFM playlist songs.
Well, it's a fine song anyway. Kay, thank you very much indeed for your call. I'm very sorry about the whole missing the ball and the kicking and the goals. And thanks to everyone else who called in and texted this week. We really appreciate it, as ever, and we'll be back with you next week.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great week. Here is Beck with Deborah.
We love you. Bye.
XFM's Seven Wonders.